African societies are still at the beginning of the demographic transition. Their populations are aging, but their life expectancy remains low. In Kenya, for instance, 2.4 million out of a population of 32 million are considered old, while the life expectancy stands at 48.9 years of age, the 25th lowest rate in the world. The standard definition of old age used by the United Nations is 60 plus years, and according to the organization, the continent is home to around 48 million old people. Analysts say that by 2025, the numbers will have almost doubled to 85 million. The UN and some non-governmental organizations argue for the need to address the well-being of older people, stressing that population aging is a present-day development challenge for Africa. In Kenya, most of them do not have access to medical care, while only 10% of them receive a pension. Help Age Kenya is a charity working to monitor the access the elderly have to health services and to ensure that issues affecting them are at the center of government health policy and programs. The organization has strongly emphasized that access to health services is not a benevolent act but is a basic human right for any human being regardless of age. Tadeu Aweru is a program officer at Help Age Kenya in Nairobi.
For 20 years since it was initiated, we are trying to look at the welfare of the older persons, welfare in terms of food, in terms of shelter. Come the year 2000, that's when we started addressing the HIV/AIDS situation of the old people.
Yet despite their efforts, lack of pensions further exacerbates the already unbearable situation of the old people in Kenya. Old age is often accompanied by chronic poverty and material deprivation. Neglect and destitution among older people have emerged as a particularly visible social problem in many cities. The current Bill of Rights enshrined in the Kenyan Constitution does not specifically address the rights of the older persons, and there's no specific legislation to address their needs. 84-year-old Mutuku Mbuku, a retired civil servant, decries the prohibitive cost of health services whenever he seeks medical attention.
I have been frustrated all through. I have spent about $2,000 walking from one office to the other without success. Do you want to see my papers? I go to the hospital when I'm sick. I pay 20 shillings for the diagnosis and the doctor doesn't even attend to me. I'm just told to go to buy expensive drugs, yet I'm suffering. Nothing.
Some of them claim that economic strain and the adequacy of customary family support systems upon which the vast majority of older people depend are weakening, as 65-year-old Jeremiah Kagwe explains.
I used to be a primary school teacher. My pension is so small and it doesn't help me as much with my poor health. Yet my children who are married and are better off don't even help me. I feel so abandoned that I hope I can be able to get some help from the government. I don't want to be a beggar.
But some older people say that the government has started listening to their pleas and is now taking their needs into consideration. The government first presented a draft policy on the needs of older persons in March this year, but was taken back to the cabinet for more consultation. The corrected version was retabled in September and is now awaiting approval of the cabinet for official implementation. Although the new version doesn't promise jobs, it says that all older persons will be entitled to non-contributory pension, but is silent on the amount to be paid. Waweru is optimistic about the future, but says that the government must step up to the mark to ensure that the needs of older people are streamlined to an acceptable level, because everyone will eventually become old. For VOA Africa, I'm Ken Wakesa in Nairobi, Kenya.